Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, good morning, a very good morning. I'm calling in this morning from Topanga Canyon, California, where it is raining. Gosh, some would say cats and dogs. I think I see them running around on the deck, all those cats and dogs that are coming down. Anyway, I love this kind of morning. It's wonderful. You're listening to Our American Cafe from Waking Up in America. And Our American Cafe is a dynamic radio dialogue on issues that matter. And boy, do we have issues that matter. We have our health to be concerned. It doesn't matter what you go through here on the planet. One of the things you need to take care of is your health. And we've had a very interesting experience with Patricia Bragg being on Waking Up in America. Boy, does she inspire us all. So we've got dialogues with her today, and C.W. Wright actually was at her 100th anniversary celebration, and she'll tell you more about that. We want to thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Sir Jason Winter T, LA Lifestyle, and Protandin. And C.W. Wright is our producer and vice president and co-host, and lots of thanks to him. We want to have all you peace bearers in the world know that part of creating peace is creating good health for yourself. So as we bring the torch of peace around, we also bring the torch of health. And in health lies all possibility. And what I call the show, you guys, for the Wednesday show is 100 Years of Going Green. So, Patricia Bragg, why would I do something like that? This is a 1912 to 2012. Would you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what makes that date so special to you?
Oh, it is so special, and thank you for allowing me to share. My father, Dr. Paul C. Bragg, was the originator of health food stores and father of the health movement in America. 100 years we have celebrated now, spreading health and fitness worldwide, not only in America, around the world.
Now, 1912 was the first health food store, is that it?
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. He named it, he said, keep it simple, health food store. And it's amazing. My father started the first health spa, first health restaurants, introduced juicing to America. He started Jack LaLanne when Jack was a puny, sickly little boy. And one lecture at the Bragg Health Crusade in Oakland, California, changed his life.
Well, now, CW, you had your picture taken with Patricia, and you were at the celebration. Tell us about what happened when you went there.
When Patricia was there and I walked in, those who know Patricia know she's a small lady. But she was the biggest person in the room that night. Her aura, her life just shined through the entire room. And before we got started, we talked about energy just a moment ago. This young lady was on the floor dancing all night long. She had more energy than the youngsters in the room, those who were very health and fit in their later years. She had more energy than all of them combined. And I know in my heart, all of it has to do with her and her research that they've done with her dad over the years, bringing this education to each and every one of us. In fact, as popular as Patricia and her dad is, I still think this is one of the best kept secrets in the world. We've got to get this message out. This isn't difficult stuff here. And people talk about finding the fountain of youth. It's already been found. It was found a long time ago. We just got to tell people about it.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Yes, I tell you what. There's a little girl that came out on the floor there, the dance floor, 4 years old, and she mimicked me, dancing around in circles.
Yes.
And all. And I teach people how to exercise, how to dance, and how to keep healthy and fit.
Well, let me ask you a question, Patricia. Would dancing be sufficient exercise if people danced every day? Would that take care of their health?
Yes, they can turn the music on and dance all around their living room, outside in their garden. Every day I do that.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting, you guys, because I think people look at exercise as an obligation, as something that they have to do. And I think that the point that you both just made about the dancing is, you know, maybe dancing is what's missing from our lives, along with... You were talking about, everybody was talking before the show about this simple thing that you do with vinegar. And I know Mike was chiming in, so I was wondering if you could let our listeners know what it is that you do with vinegar every day.
Well, we have a book called Apple Cider Vinegar Miracle Health System, and Hippocrates, the father of medicine, in 400 B.C. used apple cider vinegar to cleanse, detox, and cure his patients. What do you think of that?
Well, what is it known for curing?
Well, my dear, it's a miracle. It took, taken millions of people and brought their life back to normal. It balances the acid-alkaline balance of your body. You get rid of, if you have dandruff, you put it on your scalp about an hour before you shampoo your hair, and it balances the alkaline acid balance of your scalp. If you have athlete's foot, you soak your tootsies in it while you're watching TV in a week or two, and your athlete's foot is gone. If you have nail fungus, you soak your fingers in it while you're watching the telly, and it cures your nail fungus. We've had people who've had nail fungus for years, had all sorts of ointments and salves and medicine, and they couldn't get rid of it, and the nail, and guess what? Apple cider vinegar did it.
Really? Does it have to be apple cider vinegar?
No, it's the Bragg Organic Apple Cider Vinegar. It's unfiltered. It's all natural, organic. There's no chemicals. And the mother is the miracle enzyme. And you see, in the early days in America, it was all natural. But then, of course, they became with fertilizers, chemical fertilizers and chemical sprays and one thing or another. Soon the apple cider vinegar was made with commercial apples, and it was a lot of chemicals. And then they'd see the mother floating around the bottle. Oh, my God, he's got to kill
that. Be careful. You better tell them what mother is, or they're going to think you're saying
something
funny.
Yeah, they got to boil it. They boiled it, strained it, and threw the mother away.
Okay, but tell our listeners what mother is, because not everybody knows.
Well, the mother is the miracle enzyme that develops from the apple cider vinegar as we age it in our oaken barrels. It's a miracle.
Does it hurt if you refrigerate it?
No, not at all. But I prefer you don't refrigerate it.
Well, that's an important factor.
I don't refrigerate it. The only thing that I refrigerate occasionally is people were so lazy. I'd say two to three teaspoons in 8 ounces of water. It makes the most wonderful, delicious vinegar drink. And you can add a little raw honey, or a little, if you're a diabetic, you can add a little stevia powder, or a little molasses. And it is delicious. But people were so lazy they wouldn't make it. So you know what I do now? I make it up. And they can go to any practically health food store in America and buy the vinegar drinks.
What would really be a great breakthrough, you know how when you're driving across country and you stop to get gasoline?
Yeah.
If we could get little bottles of Bragg's vinegar drink on the counter where you pay for your gasoline.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Interesting idea, huh?
I would like that. In fact, I will tell my sales director that you said that, Val.
Yeah, I think that would make a big difference, because I know that, and CW, remember when we were coming back from Visalia? And we stopped off in Bakersfield for gas.
Mm-hmm.
You would have picked up a bottle of vinegar drink, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I remember back in 1980 when I first moved to California, and I had a little publishing business called Pro Football Today that I started, and which caused me to go out and visit realtors. And in the heat of the summer, you'd stop off to get something to drink, and usually that's at a convenience store, all they had was the sugary soda.
Oh, yeah.
I asked one day, I go, why don't you have, like, bottled water, individual servings of bottled water? And they said it would never sell. Well, within a year, it seemed like everybody had bottled water on the shelves. And you know what? This is health in the bottle.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
It's health in the bottle, and it's convenient. Remember, Pat just said that people are lazy. By nature, we seem to be lazy. We put it health in the bottle, make it convenient at the 7-Elevens and the convenience stores and at the gas stations across this great nation. People will start drinking it. I had the lemon flavor the other night. I was absolutely astounded. I loved that.
Well, thank you.
Well, come on, you guys. Let's give people a bit of a break too. They're not just lazy. They've been told things that aren't true, and second of all, they have habits that have been formed over years and programs. So what we're asking you to do is break your natural programming and create a new habit. And our announcer Mike actually was listening to you on Coast to Coast Radio with George Noory, right, Mike?
Yes, I was.
And what happened after you listened and you heard her talking?
She's been on your program before, so I got way in advance what to do with myself. When you had her on a while back, I started taking her apple vinegar cider, as well as I have her olive oil. I also, Patricia, I've bought in your product the superior systemic enzymes, and those have really changed. I mean, I can feel that my joints have gotten better. So I've bought a wide range of her products, and I can tell that myself I've improved.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, your health is your wealth. We have George Clooney, who just got a Grammy.
You don't mean a Grammy, right?
I mean an Oscar.
Academy Award.
Academy Grammy.
Yeah.
And so he's on the apple cider vinegar cleanse and all, and he was in the news yesterday back in Washington.
And he's so good looking, too. Gosh. Do you think apple cider vinegar did that, or just God?
I don't know, but the best.
And not only that, I heard he had two dates for the Oscars, so definitely he has vitality.
That's right. No, but we have people all walks of life, the rich and the poor, and it's wonderful.
Well, Clint Eastwood, I think, is somebody that, I mean, we look at Clint Eastwood still performing now so well in so many directions after all these years. He's one of your advocates, isn't he?
55 years.
Wow.
55 years he's been following the Bragg healthy lifestyle. Yes, he's just doing a new. He's working on his new movie right now about baseball. He's going to be the lead in it. He's playing the lead.
And how old is Clint now?
We have he. How old is he?
Yeah,
he's ageless. He's.
I know, but I think he's like in his 80s or something like that.
He is.
He's got just amazing vitality, and he always has.
Oh, he called me. He just can. Turning 81, he said, Patricia, there's not a day goes by that I don't thank you and your dad for the Bragg healthy lifestyle.
you have a lot of books, haven't you, that you've written?
Yes, we do, and he lifts weights, he jogs. See, right now, here I am, jogging. See, with every jog, my 70 trillion cells get a free massage. And circulation is one of the keys to good health. So all of you, when you sit and watch the telly at night or during the day, get up about every 5-10 minutes of each hour and do stationary jogging barefoot. It really makes a difference.
Now, when you were talking, Patricia, about people soaking their fingers for fingernail fungus in their feet for foot fungus, and you were saying in front of the television set, how long would you be suggesting that they actually be soaking their fingers?
Well,
they
can put a third a cup of the Bragg vinegar in a dishpan, about half full of warm water, and soak their feet in it for athlete's foot. And then if they have nail fungus, what they can do, they can just get a smaller little pan and just put their toes in it.
But are you saying
and
5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes?
Oh, no, they can leave it in for a half hour.
Oh, okay, very good. That was the ingredient that was missing here.
And they can do the same, and they can get rid of their nail fungus Oh, gosh. And listen, if you have insect bites, mosquito, ant bites, any kind of bites, right away you put the rag vinegar undiluted right away on it, and right then it neutralizes the venom. And if you get sunburn, oh, my golly, pat it gently on your skin, and then you won't peel. It'll soothe right away your skin. It's wonderful. Men, what you do, you can just keep some in the bathroom, and lightly after you shave, you can pat some on your skin, and the smell of the vinegar goes away in minutes.
What makes your skin get saggy and when you get older, and what do you do about that?
Well, now, see, this is the Bragg healthy lifestyle. You are what you eat and drink, because what you eat and drink, it walks and talks tomorrow. Food is fuel. Open your mouth. Woo! There's your fuel tank entrance right there. Okay? So what you put with your hands into your mouth, it can either bring you health or sickness. Now, it's amazing, I must say, that I look at the girls that I went to school with, half of them are already gone to heaven, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, I look at their face, and I look at my face. Well, I've put good fuel into my body. You see, you are what you eat, drink, and next breathe. We're breathing machines. Oxygen all around us. Invisible staff of life. We can't do without it.
And so is there something that stimulates collagen, or?
That's right. No smoking. No smoking. You don't want to be around secondhand smoke. We have a sign, please, no smoking. We don't allow any smoking in our home. It gets on the drapes. It gets in the carpets. Gets in the cushions. Gets in everything. So you are what you eat, drink, breathe. Next is think. Your brain up in your skull. That's your computer. Oh, it's amazing. I can remember just like yesterday when I was 5 years old. Yesterday I was listening what I said, how my father asked me just to give a year to the Bragg Health Crusade when I was getting ready to go off to Africa to be a missionary.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it brought tears yesterday to when I thought about it. Just my mind went right back to years ago, when I was a young girl just going off to be a health missionary, to be a missionary, but Dad said, just give me a year and be a health missionary. Please, postpone Africa for now. And, you know, I turned around, looked at my dad. I was washing the dishes when he asked me. And I turned around, looked at him, and there are the tears were going down his cheeks. He said, oh, please, Patricia. And I hugged him. I said, Daddy, oh, Daddy, I will. I'll give you 1 year. And it's been a lifetime. Over 60 years. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, over 60 years and 30 trips around the world. And I've lectured in every major city of America and practically every major city of the world.
Well, one of the things you should have come across, and I know you have, is Sir Jason Winter Tea. And
yes.
We love this stuff. I've got my Pete's tea right here. I keep trying the other ones, Patricia, but the truth is the peach is my favorite. And CW, I was wondering if you'd let our listeners know about our Jason Winter tea.
Yes.
You know, I did an interview with Sir Jason, I think it was 1995 now.
Wow.
And it was recorded, and it's still played today. On the internet and all over the place, and he talks about his life, and it sounds a lot like Jack LaLanne's life, where he found out he was he had cancer, and he would not succumb to the doctors or the medical establishment who were saying, you know, we need to cut off half your face, and there's no guarantee.
Take your tongue.
Go home and prepare to die. And he, in his mind, he wasn't buying into that. He said, no, there's got to be another way. And he traveled the world, and he found these herbs, and he was convinced that they would help, so he started taking them. And he was following the instructions of the health practitioners and the people around the world who gave them to him, and he was brewing them individually and making a tea out of them. He found out they weren't working for him, or they, at least not as he thought they should, and out of desperation one day, he was so weak, he just kind of just threw everything together, brewed it up, and he said from the first sip he realized there was a difference.
Yeah.
And became a, he got on the road to recovery and became a picture of health.
How just wonderful.
You, Patricia. And he traveled the world and shared his amazing story, like you and your father's, and told people that, you know, you can do this. You can be, I once asked him, I go, this is like being reborn again. And I think you've said the same thing, Patricia. You and
well,
your brother said
my
the
dad, yeah, my dad told little sickly Jack LaLanne. He said, you live a healthy lifestyle and you can be reborn. Yes.
Little sickly Jack LaLanne did it, didn't he?
He did, and Jason Winters did it. Is it available at health food stores?
It's available at health food stores. It's available on the net. And the Bragg Health System, he expanded his product line over the years to include different flavored teas and a more convenient way of taking it. And he developed tablets called Tribaline. And in other countries like Japan, they sell the brewed tea in vending machines.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for right there is a company that where we create actually putting these products into the commercial market, because people do want a choice. I mean, I've stood there at one of those drive-through stations, and I've seen that I have a choice of raspberry tea with sweetener, and I didn't ask for that. I never did. You know, it's like you could only get water. If we could put it so that those teas were available and that apple cider drink was available and things like that, that would be a fun thing to do.
That would
be. I can see a vending machine. You want convenience and health at the same time. I can see a vending machine with Bragg Health drinks, Bragg Health food, like a salad with one of the chosen Bragg dressings on it, some other things in there as well, and maybe even while you're enjoying your healthy Bragg meal, it'll play a little 30-40 second tidbit on how to stay healthy using Bragg.
That would be wonderful.
That's
really cool. I'm going to let my sales director hear this show.
You know, when I was in school, when I was in like the fifth and sixth grade, I always worked in the cafeteria. And by the way, we were fed very decent food back then. So I was very happy with what I got. And then when I went into high school, what the vending machines offered were apples and oranges, okay? Now, if you walk through, they're candy bars and they're junk crap.
That's right.
Is available to you, such and such a candy bar and such. And I was horrified a couple of years back to find out that McDonald's had actually taken over cafeteria food. So when we call people lazy, they've been programmed to be lazy. The healthy choices have been taken away, and what Waking Up in America and Our American Cafe stands for is putting healthy choices back into your life, so you can see that they just haven't vanished somewhere. And by the time they get finished filling the kids up with raspberry lemonade with 15 tablespoons of sugar in it and things of that nature, it's real easy to make a bad choice, you know?
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you. But that should be, in Hawaii, I've lectured to the schools throughout the islands, and I've tried to get the vending machines taken away that are selling all the Cokes and soft drinks and candy bars. But then the school system tells me that they make a large percent of their money from those vending machines.
Put in Bragg's drink.
Yeah, let's just get healthy.
Leave the vending machines and put the right stuff in them.
I know. Well, that's what I told them. So we're working right now with schools nationwide and BraggHealthKids.org, BraggHealthKids.org, And we're going to be sending out CDs to school systems so they can watch our program. And we're going to have a lot of the stars help with this. Katy Perry will be one of them. She's been a Bragg follower since she was 8 years old.
We want to send people to Bragg.com, too, so they can see this wonderful person that we have here and all your vim and vigor.
Yeah, you're right, Bragg.com, and I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, all of those.
Do you actually twit? Do you go around and you twit all the time? It makes me
no,
a little
I
crazy.
No, I have my cousin who does all of that for me. She's my social media gal.
Uh-huh.
And so she does
that. Hey, you know, we need to talk about Protandim, too, because this has made such a huge difference in my life, CW, and I know it's made a huge difference in yours, and it's a one-pill-a-day thing that's incredible. I didn't have the energy to play racquetball, and I play racquetball again, and I'm sharp. I'm better than I was 30 years ago. And I know you've had some interesting experience with Protandim.
I've done something different this last week. As you know, things have been a little challenging over the last couple of weeks. And I felt myself back to hitting that brick wall at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're taking another one, aren't you?
I am.
Me too.
And I tell you what, it went away.
I told you, didn't I? Remember before when I was talking about it and I said, I'm doing two, and Doc Snarf said, you don't need that many, and I said, I do?
Yeah. Well, I think it's because I've ignored doing all the right things all the time. And you can't do good health part-time. You can't do it part of the time then slip away back to eating fast food. You can't do it. And I get guilty of that sometimes. But if we stick to you do your lifestyle change, follow the Bragg's Health Diet, and other things that you want to do, it really is the fountain of youth. It really is.
Well, thank you. That's very true. You are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do. And it's simple as that. You 640 muscles. If you don't use them, you lose them. And you should earn your food with exercise, deep breathing, good posture. Walking is the king of exercise. And it's very important. It is a lifestyle. And it pays off to go organic, to stay away from your chemical sprays and chemical fertilizers they get in a lot of these foods grown nowadays.
Are you familiar with Protandim, Patricia? Have you heard of it?
No, tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, it actually returns, it returns your blood to the functioning level of the age of 20.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, it removes the oxidative stress. It reduces the oxidative stress. Remember, Dr. Val?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's called Protandim.
Protandim. If you go to our website at wakinguponamerica.com and you go over to the right-hand side of the page, you'll see Protandim there, and you can click on it. It'll take you over. Mike, our announcer, God bless him. I think listening to all the different radio shows he listened to has transformed his life. Would you like to make some comments on what happened for you when you started taking this substance, sir?
Well, it's funny because you guys said the same thing that I was thinking about when I'll take one or two a day, and when I'm just kind of lacking in energy, I'll take this. But I take one daily, and then if I'm really hurting, like CW was saying during the afternoon, I'll take another one. But I'll tell you what, I walk about 5 miles a day, and one thing I've noticed again with these is not only the energy, but my joints, because I played college sports years ago, and I've noticed that I feel a lot better, and I'm able to be a little more agile when I walk.
Wonderful.
Huh. Well, you know, he works late, too, Patricia.
Now, can you tell me, what is this made of?
You know,
there are several, he tells us what it's made of. It's no secret, and I can't remember all the ingredients at the top of my head, but Dr. Snarf will tell us the ingredients. And
it's a good question, and I forgot. You know,
well,
when I find something that works, I just do it.
But I would like to mention the neat thing about Protandim is actually Dr. Snarf himself. Now, Dr. Snarf was not the creator, but Dr. Snarf got involved after a special associate of ours, Viv Nguyen, just kept hammering him. And this medical doctor was saying, "Yeah, I don't want anything to do with medical or supplements or anything." And finally, he just to get Viv off of him, he would look into it, and he hasn't turned back. This is a medical doctor that has delivered thousands and thousands of babies. He's always been into health, but I believe, and you have to correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Bauer, he wasn't big into supplementation at one time.
Not particularly, no. When he came across this, he loved it, okay? And as I said, your blood has the efficiency of being 20 years old, and that's even if you've misbehaved or not paid attention, your blood is still in really good shape at 20.
Well, your blood is your river of life. It's simply
exactly.
That. It's feeding your trillions of cells. I have 70 trillion cells, and CW, you probably have about 190 trillion. Because you're triple my size.
I am. I'm a big guy.
You're triple. I weigh about 98 pounds, and I'm 4'10".
I see. He's not 270, so we're not going to make him triple your size.
No. But I mean in size, you're about, what, 6'3"?
I'm just over 6 foot. My son's
really? I would have thought you were taller.
Well, but when you have your shoes on, you know, every heel is like 1 inch, 2 inches.
You got my secret. I wear platforms.
No, you don't. I'm sure you don't. No, you look like a giant to me, though. But that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Clint Eastwood is 6'4". Tom Selleck, nutritionist Tom Selleck, he's 6'4". And I have a lot of champion basketball teams through the years. And I have a lot of people in the sports world. And I had kept Jane Russell going to over 90. She was still singing.
Yeah, she just left us recently, didn't she?
She did. She got pneumonia. She was down in Florida singing in a nightclub. But she was still active. She was amazing. She lived near me here in Santa Barbara.
Do you think the smoke in the nightclubs got to her?
Yeah, a lot of the smoke was very bad. But a lot
of the
nightclubs. Yeah, that was very bad. A lot of the singers died from smoke because of the early years. It was just, you go in, there'd be just like a cloud of smoke. But your health is your wealth. It's simple as that. But,
there's so many people in the entertainment industry that fall into drug abuse and things of that nature to stabilize what they're going through. What could be done for them, or if they incorporated what into their diets, could they stabilize themselves?
Well, it's amazing. If they stop smoking, those that smoke, and stop being around secondhand smoke, which is just as bad and even worse, they could right away start bringing health back to their lungs. And we wrote a book called Bragg Superpower Breathing. You go on to bragg.com, and you can go into the contents pages, and you can read there about all the different chapters. And so you know what you're getting. And it's just amazing. It's never too late to improve your health. The miracle surge of the second wind. Well, now the second wind is, you know, when you're running to catch the plane, and all of a sudden you're getting these pains in your side. Oh my golly! And people think, what is happening? Well, you see, you're pushing your lungs, and you're opening up the unused areas of your lungs.
Huh?
And that's what it's a stitch in the side. So that's why runners do so well. Because they're using their full power of their lungs. And I used to train triathletes. I wrote the triathlon training manual, 600 pages. And I have Dave Scott, who won 6 Ironman triathlons.
Wow.
And he said, Patricia, he said, I thank you. I call your book the Bragg Bible of Health and Fitness. And so Dave, when he was almost 40, he lost by 2 minutes coming in first. And that would have been his seventh win of the Ironman That's 112 grueling miles, swim, bike, run.
Yeah,
and my dad,
yeah.
Paul Bragg, the originator of health food stores, was the original triathlete. And he went all over, we went all over the world at the Bragg Health Crusades free. We lectured in every major city of America. And when, years ago, when the dad started the first health food store, he would go into, like, Pittsburgh. Who wants to open the first health food store in Pennsylvania? It can start right here in Pittsburgh. And he said, raise your hand. Who has a little retail operation? And five people out of 2,000 people raised their hands. Come backstage afterwards and give me your address and all, and I'll be there tomorrow morning. And then we'll find out which one would be the best location, best parking. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a health food store tomorrow night to put on the bulletin board. And I will put the Bragg Foods in your little store on consignment. And people, ladies and gentlemen, you can come in and get the Bragg 7-meal cereal, the Bragg ripe honey. And guess what? The store that my father chose was now today GNC, the largest chain of health food stores in the United States. And they had a little yogurt. They had a little yogurt store.
Little, how many years
ago? They were Armenians. They were from Armenia. And you know they were so adorable. They had two little boys, 5 and 7. They were so excited. And Dad had the carpenter put in some more shelves, put the Bragg Foods up there on consignment, no money out of their pocket. Dad did that all over America.
What year?
All over America. That was like 70-some years ago.
That is awesome.
GNC is in every... It's in every... And they sell Bragg vinegar drink. They sell the Bragg vinegar, the Bragg aminos.
And you know what's really interesting, too, is when she was talking and I was thinking about her dad, C.W., I was thinking about Sir Raymond's dad and about the book he wrote and how
Sir
we have some to give away, and I thought you might want to mention that.
We do have some of the new books to give away. Sir Raymond wrote a book that was really a follow-up to his father's book called Killing Cancer. He named this book What If, and it's really a view of his dad's life from the son's eyes, from his eyes. And he did it, he wrote the book as if he was speaking, so it would sound like he was talking to you as you're reading the book. And he included, it was basically a short story of his life experiences with his father as he grew up and learned, like you did with your dad, Patricia, and became involved into helping people have a better life. And
that's
he went
wonderful.
Through his trials and tribulations his dad went through, and how Sir Raymond went through those, being the eldest son, went through those with his father as his father was going through this. And today...
Now, where is that book available?
Oh, just send us a little email at val@wakingupatamerica.com and say, I'd like the book. I'd like Sir Jason's book, or I'd like the book Sir Raymond wrote, or something of that nature, and just make sure that you give us your address, and we'll pop one off to you, because we want to make sure that you get this in your hands. And what's really interesting about this guy, Patricia, is he just was a very interesting character. I mean, he's one of the first guys to fly a balloon, a hot air balloon. And one of the things he did was he wanted to head towards England, and he wasn't sure he was going to make it. So instead of putting just a gondola on the bottom of the balloon, he put a boat there.
Well, that was pretty good.
And when the balloon went down, he just sailed back to Canada. I mean, the guy was just... Huh? What'd you say, sir?
He sailed back to Canada, just like what you said.
What I wanted to say about him was the fact that the things that he put into Sir Jason Winter Tea, there were three different things. And when he was looking for the way to handle cancer, he found out that England had, I think it was white clover, He found out that America had a particular herb used by the Indians, and he found out another herb in China. And what happened was none of them seemed to work for him individually. And I think what is so interesting is that Sir Jason Winter's tea is actually a combination of these herbs. And so as you're listening to us and you're wondering, oh, gosh, they're talking about Protandin and Patricia's talking about the first health food stores and stuff. It's when you put together a synergy of all this good behavior that really amazing stuff starts to happen. I mean, I've got my little English teacup with my peach tea right here, and I sip on that while we're doing our American cafe here. So it's like, no, you don't have to jump from one to the other. You just start to include different things. I mean, who doesn't like a nice cup of tea? Why not
have a cup of tea
that changes your life?
Yes. I think it would be wonderful to that people could have this instead of the heavy caffeine teas.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Val, speaking of synergy and good behavior, we have a guest that hasn't been mentioned yet that's with us today.
So I saw her come on the conference bridge, and I was wondering if I wasn't going to hear a snicker or a laugh or something from Barbara Gowan Mueller.
Good morning, Barbara.
She
probably put us on hold.
How can you be on hold?
I had you on mute.
In the morning. You can't be on hold.
I had you on mute so I could sit here and listen to you.
You having fun?
Oh, I love this show. I just love listening to Patricia and you, Val, together in CW. I thought you made it to the party, CW.
I did. And I was looking for you, but I couldn't find you.
Oh, that's because you probably didn't recognize me.
But I know you were there somewhere.
I was. And, Val, I'm so sad you were caught in traffic.
Oh, it was just terrible that I looked so good, too.
No, Val, Mary Lou Henner was there, and they were an hour late because of traffic, but because she had a speech to give about how it changed her life, she just barreled through, but they sat 2 hours in traffic.
Yeah. No, yeah, totally. But you know, it's interesting that you bring up Mary Lou Henner, because I started to mention her earlier, Patricia. The first time I heard of your apple cider vinegar regime was actually when the Los Angeles Press Club back in the 90s put together a group of Olympic champions, okay? And we were all meeting at the Biltmore Hotel, and I was sitting at a table next to this guy named Joe, and Joe was just Mr. Vitality. And as I was sitting, and here's these Olympic women basketball players about which I kind of was looking at their navels, you know. It was just a very unique world to be in.
And then
very, and beautiful. This one woman, I turned around, and I literally was looking at her navel. She was so much taller than I was, and I think her name was something like Vanessa or something like that. And I remember just craning my head back and looking up at her and smiling and saying, so I imagine, you know, you see a lot of people looking like this. And she laughed and said, yes, she did. She was like over 7 feet tall. So it was a remarkable evening. So I'm sitting there next to Joe, who's sitting on my left, and I go, gosh, this is the most vital group of people I have ever been in my life. And I said, Joe, you're kind of peppy. How do you do it? And he goes, apple cider vinegar daily.
Yeah, the Bragg apple cider vinegar. You know, we've won prizes for our best apple cider vinegar organic in the United States.
What do you think it does?
What it does is it detoxes the body. We're walking around, as Patricia will say, so often we're walking around like little garbage cans because we pollute. We're polluted. God bless us. And so you have your apple cider vinegar every day, 3 times a day, like Patricia and I do, and your body just says, thank you.
But what is it actually doing, Barbara?
Is a kind of an acidic sort of a situation, although they say it's alkaline too, it allows the body to go through all of the blood and purify it. It literally does that. And we can't say that because we don't have all the medical background, but we know it because we see people get cured of all sorts of things. And we see people all of a sudden not have the addictions and we see people learning how to eat better, and it's because they feel better. And the number one result of apple cider vinegar is vitality. And you should have seen Patricia at the 100th anniversary. When the band played and Patricia walked in, she stood in the center of the dance floor to a standing ovation and did the hula.
Yes, I love doing the hula. And my dad,
I have my dancing shoes on too, Patricia. Let me tell you, and I'm so they missed being with you.
How many people said a woman of her stature wiggling those hips? And I said it's apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
And
by
you
the
would
way,
have said that too.
I want to say Dr. Julian Whitaker, MD, has the leading health and healing newsletter in America. He said, "Do as I do. Have Bragg's organic apple cider vinegar drink 3 times daily." And he has it upon arising mid-a.m. and mid-p.m.
You know, Patricia, it was interesting because when they were talking to George Clooney, who had just won the Academy Award and the Oscar, he said, "You know, my dietitian has just put me on a detoxing diet." And he opens up his refrigerator. I think you mentioned this earlier. And there was the apple cider vinegar. So many of the people out there are kind of confused of what to do first. Well, just get a bottle of apple cider vinegar and pour it in some water. You can mix it with anything, honey or stevia, and you just drink it. I keep mine in this beautiful bottle in the refrigerator because I want to drink it like a little bit of something special all the time, and I use it all the time.
Well, wonderful, yes. Be sure it's Bragg's or
unfiltered
apple cider vinegar with the mother, and the mother is the miracle enzyme.
And sometimes you see the mother in there, and you think, oh, how blessed we are. It's a little bit of a, like, cloudy brown, but you just say, what a gift, what a gift.
And shake
it
up.
But
I would like to say also, Val, that it improves your digestion, your assimilation. It helps relieve arthritis and stiffness. And if you have a sore throat, gargle with a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a cup of warm water. And Katy Perry has that drink 3 times a day, and she said it keeps her voice strong.
No,
it
this
helps
is good. This is good, Patricia. But what I want to ask you right now is we've made allusions to the fact that you've written a book, but actually you've written quite a few of them. What are there, 7 or 8 of them at this point?
Well, right now we have 10 set of books, and we have a special. If they go to Bragg.com, I have a special that's going to be on for the next couple of months. They can get all 10 books, Health, Bragg Healthy, Lifestyle, Heart Book, Fasting, Back Fitness, Nerve Force, Vegetarian, Recipe Book, the Breathing Book, the Build Strong, Healthy Feet, and the Water Book. All 10 for $89, and I paid the postage.
Here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to, as you go through each of those books, I want you to say one thing that people would not know about that comes from each of those books so that they can get a glimpse into the world that you're offering.
Well, start with the water book. The water you drink can kill you sometimes if you're not careful. That's the first thing.
Well, the water you drink can make or break your health. Simple as that. You're 70% water. Your feet carry you through life. With Dr. Schold, we were his nutrition. He went to almost 100, and he called our foot book the best foot program he'd ever read. And breathing, we're breathing machine. Oxygen's the invisible staff of life. Most Americans are shallow breathers. We teach you how to empower yourself and to energize yourself with Bragg Superpower Breathing. Our vegetarian health recipes, we have 700 recipes. Wow, Super Energy 220, Nerve Force, Your Nerves Control Your Body. This book will tell you, it's a cure for those dull, dragged out, hopeless, helpless feelings. And then the back book, your spine, stand up straight right now, shoulders back. When you walk, just remember, the back fitness book is wonderful. Millions of Americans have back trouble. This shows you how to get rid of it. Miracle of Fasting, that's fasting. That's your doctor within. Teaches you how to clean out your body, the internal cleansing. I fast every Monday in the first 3 days of every month. And the heart book, your heart is your major pump. It's pushing your blood, the river of your life, all through your body. Feel your nose. Is it warm? Feel your ears. Are they warm? Your hands, your feet? Then you know your heart, your pump is doing the job. And the next is Bragg Healthy Lifestyle. And then that's so important. And then the apple cider vinegar. It shows you how to control your weight, banish obesity, and it's internal cleanser health tonic. How's that? All 10 books.
That's exactly what I wanted.
As only Patricia can do.
And guess what? For $89, to Box 7, Santa Barbara, California, 93102.
One more time.
You just send it to Bragg.
That's with two
Box
G's.
7 days to the week. Santa Barbara, California, zip, 93102.
And how many years have you had that P.O. box?
I've had it for years, 7 days to the week. And, you know, the postmaster, I told him I wanted an easy number to remember, and I've had Box 7 for 60 years.
I thought it might be a while.
60 years. And my godfather, Del Webb, was very good friends with the Postmaster General of the United States. And he paid to have the beautiful maroon carpets put out throughout their offices. And I visited back there quite a few years ago. And so the Postmaster General said, oh, your godfather was so good to us. He paid for all these carpets here because my office said they didn't have the money to put in new carpets. Our carpets were so worn. Del Webb was a good man. He was a Bragg follower, just like Conrad Hilton was. We saved his life when he was 80, dying in the hospital. And he had many more years. They said he'd live for five days, he'd be dead. And guess what? We got him out of the hospital in 4 days and many more years of life for Conrad Hilton. We did the same for J.C. Penney. We had people all walks of life, the rich and the poor.
So what was Conrad Hilton suffering from that you were able to extricate
him? He was 80 years old, and his daughter-in-law, Trish Hilton, called us. Oh, she said, my father-in-law doesn't know it. They said he's going to be dead in 5 days, and he's almost comatose. Will you come? He wants to be like Paul Bragg. And guess what? We were there in 1.5 hours. We'd just gotten back from a lecture tour, and we went to Beverly Hills to the hospital. Dad leaned down. Oh, Conrad, it's Paul Bragg. And he was so weak he could hardly open his eye. He said, I want to be like you. Dad said, let's get busy. And we started with oxygen to the nose. He was so weak he could hardly breathe. Oxygen to the nose. We gave him physiotherapy 3 times a day. Circulation is one of the keys to good health. I haven't stopped jogging. I'm jogging right now. And see what that does? I have 70 trillion cells, and they get a free massage circulation. Well, anyway, Conrad Hilton, at 88, even remarried. He said, I'm not dying, I'm living. And he and Frances, his bride, went dancing 2 and 3 nights a week. Dancing, I've danced with Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, Arthur Murray. Arthur Murray said I dance like a feather. And I love to dance. I dance around my living room here. I dance out my patio. I love to dance. Turn the music on. Dance around. Some people say, oh, I can't dance. I don't know how. I said, just move around to the rhythm. That's it. Your health, Patricia, is your...
Yes. Have you seen the 96-year-old lady that dances with her nephew doing the tango on YouTube?
I think I did. If you
could see that something, I bet she's one of your followers.
I bet you she probably is, because I stress it and I love it. I dance with Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, all the early stars. Oh, my dad used to go, we got invited to all the parties. We used to go to the Oscars. It was wonderful. In the old days in Hollywood, they all loved my dad.
Okay, I've always wanted to go to the Oscars. Are you telling me that if I drink Bragg's apple cider vinegar, I can get to the Oscars?
Oh, no, sure.
I'm not saying that for sure, but I get invited.
Oh, George Clooney, right, Patricia?
I'm just putting it out there in the universe. Yeah, George Clooney.
Yes.
Do you think you can arrange it for me?
Yeah.
He just got arrested because he's really becoming politically active. God bless him.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love
it. Well, anyway, but your health is your wealth, and God bless America. I would like to clean up all the crooks in government and business and in the world.
Well, maybe we should send them. Maybe we should send people over to the Republic. CW, what do you think? Are you still doing your Sunday Republic call?
I am still doing that. I haven't been able to get to it for the last few Sundays, but I'm looking forward to this Sunday to continue our series on the 28 basic principles our founding fathers used in developing documents.
And that call happens to be at 6 p.m. Pacific, and the conference line is 424-203-8000. Once again, 424-203-8000 with a participant code of 819054. And whether or not we talk about it all the time, I'm an ambassador, a peace ambassador for the Republic of the United States of America, and we have on the air with us right here is the Vice President. And you can go to republicoftheunitedstates.org and find out more about what we're about. We actually re-inhabited the Bill of Rights and the Constitution back on November 14th of 2010, and we are actually the legitimate government of the United States of America, though we don't brag about it too much. We just are in there putting the right things in place and moving forward. So
I invite you
to check out our website. Pardon?
I like that, Val. I like that. You know, it seems like we've gotten so many crooks.
2 minutes.
In government and in business, not only in America, around the world.
That's true. Well.
and you know, America is almost bankrupt. And right now, even in Santa Barbara, California, here where I am, they're cut down on library hours. And now we're cutting some of the libraries out, and post offices we're closing.
Well, you know, we just got a new library here in Topanga, so...
Well, God bless you. You know, speaking of libraries, the Global eBook Awards are out, and Patricia's books are now in eBooks. In fact, that's a really good way to get her books, too. They're on Amazon in eBooks.
There you go.
One minute.
Patricia Bragg, and that's with two G's. And CW, any closing words here for you, sir?
I just have a request for Patricia Bragg.
Yeah.
Please, don't stop.
I won't. I love being a health crusader. I love it, live it, and preach it.
And Barbara, thank you.
And God bless America and everybody listening. And I thank you, Valerie, and I thank you, CW, that for all that you do. And you're so loyal Americans. And I am. I'm a fifth generation Californian.
We want you to visit wakingupinamerica.com and sign up for our bi-monthly newsletter. Check out the quote from Albert Einstein on what it is to be human. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy and Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. And we thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of Emergency Management Solutions, Sir Jason Winterty, L.A. Lifestyle, and Protandin. And a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard,
20.
Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale and Ron Simon. Thank you, Ron Hayes, for being a great research assistant.
10 seconds.
Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for Almost Ordinary People. Remember, Sidious Altius Fortius, thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.